Thank you. It didn't ask me if I wanted to add my audio. Can you hear me now? Yes? Okay. Thank you. Sorry about that. You know how Zoom usually says, you know, join with the audio, and it didn't actually ask me that. So anyway, all right. So our recording is going, our sound is going. So I want to just share a couple of practices with you from the yoga traditions. I am a certified Radiant Body yoga teacher. If you were able to watch the session that I did with Kia Miller, which was a pre-recorded session, we talked about that a little bit, and Kia is my yoga teacher, mentor. And so there are a few like really simple practices that we can do to just kind of enliven our energy. I don't know about you, but I'm right back from lunch. So it's good for me to do something to kind of be stimulating my energy. So we're going to do something really simple. But you might find it a little odd at first if you've never done it before. So we're going to do some alternate nostril breathing. And we're just going to do it for like a minute both ways. Okay. So the way that you do this is that you have your pointer finger and your middle finger down, and you have your ring finger out and your thumb. And what we're going to do is we're going to close the right nostril. We're going to inhale through the left, then close the left and exhale right. And then inhale right, close the right and exhale left. And we're going to just do that for about we can just do that straight up. So let's do that for like 2 minutes. And then we're going to do like a really simple little Kriya practice. So let me put on my timer. Just looking at how much time we have. We're going to do it for 3 minutes. Okay. So for you yogis out there, you will know what this is. And if it's new to you, that's okay. Just follow along. I'll talk you through it. And it's really good for balancing the two hemispheres of the brain. So that's one of the reasons we do it. All right, here we go. I'm going to start. So we're going to inhale left. Close the left, exhale right. Inhale right. Close the right, exhale left. Inhale left. Close the left, exhale right. If one side of your nose is more clogged than the other, just do the best you can. Inhale right. Close the right, exhale left. You can close your eyes. Inhale left. Nice deep breath. Close the left, exhale right. And inhale right. Close the right, exhale left. As you get the hang of this, you can do it in your own time. Inhale left. Close the left, exhale right. Inhale right. Close the right, exhale left. Inhale left. Close the left, exhale right. Good, just about one more minute to go. Inhale right. Close the right, exhale left. Inhale left. Close the left, exhale right. Inhale right. Close the right, exhale left. Inhale left. Close the left, exhale right. Inhale right.
Close the right, exhale left. Inhale left. Close the left, exhale right. Inhale right. Close the right, exhale left. Good.
And that's our time. So just keep your eyes closed and just tune into how you feel. This is a simple balancing practice that can be quite potent. Really good before you do any mental activity, or if you just feel like you need to rebalance yourself some. Just feel a few more nice deep breaths here. Good. Now we're going to do, we did this with Kia in the session that I did with her. And hello, Genevieve. We're just going to keep going here, but Genevieve is tuning in. Hello, dear. So we're going to do Prana Shakti together. And Prana Shakti is, I'll just demonstrate it for you. So you're not going to be able to see my whole hands, but my arms are going to go up like this at about a 60 degree angle. And my hands are spread. And I'm going to, let me just see if I can. Okay, there we go. My hands are like this. And when they're up, I'm going to like pretend that I'm grabbing light. So I'm up here, I'm grabbing energy, I'm grabbing light. And then I'm going to pull it down into my body and I'm going to strike my ribs with my elbows. Okay. So it's going to be like this. So it's up and down. I'm just going to take my sweater off for this. And the breath is just going to go along with it. So we're going to inhale and exhale, inhale, exhale. Okay. And it does not have to be super intense. I do it pretty intensely. I've been doing this a long time. I really like doing it. You do it however it works for you. If you're just here and that's what works for you, it's great. We're going to do it 108 times. Okay. So just 108 times. And if you need to do 20 and take a break and then rejoin us, it's all good. Okay. No self-judgment here. It can be very, very enlivening though. Okay. Ready? So our arms are up and 108 times. I will keep track. Thirty, 80, 100. Arms up, but take a big breath in and hold it for a second. And lift in your pelvic floor, sending energy right up into your heart. Let your shoulders relax even as your arms are up. And you can release the breath whenever you're ready. I'm going to hold mine just a little bit longer. And exhaling, just having your hands in your lap, palms up. You can have your forefinger and thumb together if you want. And I just want you to settle for a moment. We just raised a lot of energy. So settling into your own sovereign seat of power. just partly in your belly, partly in your heart, partly in the center of your head. Just settling and noticing the energy inside of you and the energy all around you. And it's important to take this time just to settle so that you can integrate the prana that you just built. Otherwise, what happens is it dissipates. And that would be counterproductive to what it was we're trying to create. Let's rub our hands together. Let's go ahead and just put them on our face. Give yourself a little blessing. Moment of gratitude for taking this time to dive in, to care for yourself, to expand your horizons, and to gather with others. And then just go ahead and give yourself a hug. Maybe give yourself a little kiss. Say, I love you, and then your name. Squeeze. All right. And here we are. And welcome, Genevieve.
Hi, I think I sent the link of being a panelist to a handful of people. And can we do anything about that? They're writing in saying they're feeling a little self-conscious about being panelists.
They should not come in as panelists.
So what do we do? I sent the wrong link to them then. I forwarded what you sent to me.
Yeah, so that's as a panelist. So
can I?
Let's see here. I don't know how you can get that to them, Genevieve. So, Lisa, are you there? I can put another link in the chat for them. Okay. So, but we don't want them coming on to get the link. Is there a way that you can just text it to them real quick?
I can email it to them.
Okay, or send it to them. Yeah. Okay, so.
Sorry about that.
Well, you know, we're all in the flow. I will email her the link. Okay, it sounds like you're going to get that link in an email.
Okay.
From Taylor.
Hi, Taylor.
So hang in here for our participants. We're just doing a little adjustment here as happens. Okay, I'm actually, you know what I'm going to do? So I'm going to stop this recording.
I thought that was just an event link.